Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, and welcome to the Tortoise Credit Strategies Weekly Podcast. I'm Jeff Brothers, and in today's podcast, we'll compare and contrast the recent trends in inflation with the more hawkish commentary coming from the Federal Reserve. Let's start with a review of the Consumer Price Index inflation data. Last Friday, the CPI inflation report showed an as-expected 2/10 monthly increase in the headline inflation number, bringing the year-over-year change to 2.2%. However, the April core inflation reading, which excludes the volatile food and energy components, showed a surprising weakness, up less than expected at 0.1% after a decline in March of 0.1%. The core CPI is now running at a 1.9% annual rate and has declined 4 consecutive months on a year-over-year basis. This trend raises some concerns that perhaps we haven't completely left behind the deflationary pressures precipitated by the financial crisis. Digging into the details of the report, many of the components actually declined in April, including new and used vehicles, medical care, apparel prices, and wireless phone services. This weakness was offset by continued strength in shelter prices and a large increase in tobacco prices following the implementation of recent tax hikes. Other important inflation indicators are also showing signs of rolling over. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure, is off its recent peak of 1.8% to 1.6% and remains below the Fed's desired 2% target. On the wage front, average hourly earnings, despite the improvements in the labor markets, have also fallen from a recent peak of 2.9% to now 2.5%. Lastly, the market expectations for inflation, as expressed in the break-even inflation rates from the TIPS markets, are also showing troubling signs of weakness. After a sharp increase to a high of 2.08% in January, the TIPS break-even rate has turned down to a 1.86% level. These trends could turn out to be minor blips on the path towards higher inflation, but do raise questions for the popular reflationary thesis from the beginning of the year. Now let's take a look at the more hawkish commentary coming from the Federal Reserve, which indicates a growing confidence in achieving their dual mandate of full employment and the 2% inflation target. We receive further examples of the Fed's more hawkish tone over the past week with speeches from Fed Presidents Rosengren and Dudley. In Rosengren's speech, he said he now favors 3 additional hikes this year and possibly starting to reduce the Fed's balance sheet after the next hike. He dismissed the recent economic weakness as a temporary lull and urged a more aggressive tightening path to avoid creating an overhot economy. To us, bringing the total rate hikes for 2017 to 4 and beginning to reduce the Fed's balance sheet earlier than expected seems a departure from the Fed's long-stated gradual approach. Also from last week, we heard from the New York Fed's Dudley, who struck a more cautious tone, but did feel the economy could cope just fine with a gradual tightening of monetary policy. Dudley also reiterated the idea from the Fed meeting minutes that the recent economic weakness was transitory. There's a strong case to make for the seasonal quirk in the GDP data. Since the financial crisis, the first quarter GDP has averaged a very disappointing 1%. This year's 0.7% first quarter GDP was even less than that average. In the second, third, and fourth quarters, the economy has rebounded with an average of 2.5% GDP since the crisis. It's worth noting that the past second half rebounds in growth didn't face the potential headwinds of 3 or even perhaps 4 Fed rate hikes. Some concluding thoughts. It'll be interesting to see how the markets and Fed commentary react, if at all, to Friday's very disappointing core CPI report. The market outlook for a June rate hike, as implied in the Fed funds futures contract, ended the week with an almost certain 97.5% probability. Whether the first quarter's economic weakness turns out to be transitory or not, we will be watching closely to see if this signals a subtle and important shift in the Fed's policy, away from following the market, or in their words, data dependence, to instead a more proactive approach of leading the market or anticipating economic data. Lastly, we aren't forecasting a near-term end to the economic expansion, but we would caution that historically, recessions typically result from the Federal Reserve overstepping its bounds and tightening policy too far. Thank you for listening to the Tortoise Credit Strategies podcast, and hopefully you will join us next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.